From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke made his case for a second term before the Senate Banking Committee Thursday. As NPR's John Itzde reports, he faced some tough questioning, but also some expressions of support.
Bernanke's biggest critic on the committee was Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning. Bunning said from monetary policy to consumer protection to the handling of the financial crisis, Bernanke's time as Fed chairman has been a failure.
The AIG bailout alone is reason enough to send you back to Princeton.
That's where Bernanke spent 17 years as an economics professor before coming to the Fed. But there were plenty of expressions of support as well, including this one from committee chairman Christopher Dodd of Connecticut.
I believe you've done a very good job in helping us avoid the kind of catastrophe that could have occurred in this country.
Bernanke does appear to have the support to gain a second four-year term. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Only a few days after President Obama outlined his plan for sending more troops to Afghanistan, the terms of the buildup are becoming flexible. Barry Schwide has more.
The president said he would add a total of 30,000 troops. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he asked for more flexibility and got it. Commanders might need more troops, and Gates says he has approval to add up to 3,000 beyond the 30,000. The time of a drawdown also appears to be in flux. The president said withdrawal of the new troops from Afghanistan would begin in July 2011, but Gates told Congress the date was a statement of the president's strong intent. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she did not believe the administration had locked itself into starting the exit then. The start of withdrawal, she said, will be based on conditions at the time. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
The nation's largest cable TV operator has agreed to buy a majority stake in NBC Universal from General Electric. Comcast has agreed to put up $6.5 billion cash and more than $7 billion in assets to create the nation's largest entertainment company. Critics of the deal say it would be bad for competition. Mark Cooper is with the Consumer Federation of America.
They have the leverage. They have the incentive and the leverage to extract stuff. Price, restrict content, and especially on the internet, because that's where the threat to their distribution model is. So from the consumer point of view, it's a disaster.
The deal must first go through regulatory hurdles before it can be finalized. It could be a reprieve for some GM and Chrysler dealers. Both companies have agreed to reconsider their decisions to close thousands of dealerships. The deal is aimed at heading off federal legislation that would have required the companies to keep the showrooms open. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Brussels for a series of meetings with foreign ministers from countries that have troops in Afghanistan. Clinton is promoting President Obama's strategy for the war and the decision to send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan beginning early next year. She told reporters that some allied governments still need to reach a consensus at home before making public comments of greater involvement in the war. Clinton was scheduled to meet separately with Russia's foreign minister on the expiring Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. No draft agreement is expected to result from that session. Two baby mountain gorillas living in captivity in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are returning to somewhat wildlife conditions. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has the story.
The female mountain gorillas were reported to be the only two babies living in captivity in the world. They're about 2.5 years old and are said to have been abandoned sometime in 2007. Fighting between Congo's army, rival militias, and illegal charcoal producers in Virunga National Park has disrupted animal life there for years. And the Virunga Wildlife Service has only recently gained access to gorilla populations in the park that had been under rebel control. Conservationists say they have secured a sanctuary in the park for the young gorillas and moved them to their new home this week. Before, the gorillas had been living in a house in the city of Goma. There are just over 700 mountain gorillas left in the entire world, and the Democratic Republic of Congo has about 200 of them. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 86 points. The Nasdaq lost 11. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.